yesterday, Adhyasa Bhashyam is classified into 6 topics. Number 1 is Adhyasa Shankha, objection to the theory or idea of error raised by other systems of philosophy. And number 2 is Adhyasa Shankha Samadhanam, answering, negating the objection. And 3rd is Adhyasa Lakshanam, the definition of error. And 4th is Adhyasa Sambhavana, the possibility of error. 5th is Adhyasa Pramanam, the proof for Adhyasa, the Pramanam. And finally, Adhyasa Upasamhara, the conclusion of Adhyasa topic. We saw all these 6 topics yesterday. And we have discussed Adhyasa Lakshanam, Adhyasa Shankha, and we took 3rd and the 4th topics together and proved that Atma Anatma Adhyasa is possible. This is the first answer to the Purva Pakshi, for which all the 4 conditions had to be fulfilled, and we established it yesterday. It is only but a temporary answer. Then we have the second, the important, the real answer. This we should know fully. We have to go step by step. And before that, let us read the remaining portion of the Bhashya to cover these topics. Tametam evam lakshanam adhyasam pandita avidheti manyante tad viveke nacham vastu swarupa avadharanam vidya mahuhum tatraivam satim yatra yadadhyasaham tatkritena doshena gunena vam anumatrena api sanasambadhyate tametam avidhyakhyam atmanaha atmanoho itara itara adhyasam puraskritya sarve pramana prameya vyavaharaha laukikaha pravrittaha sarvanicha shastrani vidhi pradisheda moksha parani katham punaha avidyavat vishayani pratyakshadhini shastrani cheti uchyate deha indriyadishu aham mama abhimana rahitasya pramatrutva anupapatthav pramana pravrittaya anupapattehe na indriyani anupadaya pratyakshadi vyavaharaha sambhavati nacha adhishtanam antarena indriyanam vyavaharaha sambhavati nacha anadhyasta atmabhavena dehena kaschit vyapriyate nacha etasmin sarvasmin nasatim asangasya atmanaham pramatrutvam upapadyate nacha pramatrutvam antarena pramana pravrittirasti tasmat avidhyavat vishayan evam pratyakshadini pramanini shastrani cheti pashavadibhicha avisheshat yatahi pashavadayaha shabdadibhi shrotradinam sambandhe sati shabdadi vijnane pratikule jate tato nivartante anukule cha pravartante yata dandodyatakaram purusham abhimukham upalabhyam mam hantuma iccha icchati iti palayitum arabhante harina trina purna panim upalabhyam tam prati abhimukhi bhavanti evam purusha apim vyutpanna chittaha krura drishtina akroshataha kangodhyatakaran balavata upalabhyam tato nivartante tadviparitan prati abhimukhi bhavanti ata samana pashvadibhi purushanam pramana prameya vyavaharaha pashvadinam na prasiddha evam aviveka purvakaha pratyakshadi vyavaharaha tat samanya darshanat vyutpatti matam api purushanam pratyakshadi vyavaharaha tat kalaha samana iti nischiyate. We will stop up to, we'll read up to here now. Let us see this and then we will continue with the rest of the Bhashyam. First we say Atma Anatma Adhyasaha is based on Veda Pramana. The rope snake example was given earlier, not for proving Adhyasa, it is to show some secondary idea of Adhyasa. Therefore, we should not focus too much on that example of rope snake. proof is there in Vedanta. Not understanding this, many other philosophers, they attach too much importance to this rope snake analogy, and they even cross-examine us, the Vedantins. We say, don't focus too much on that example. Even if rope snake example is dismissed, Adhyasa will be valid because it has the Shruti Pramana. That is the first point. Second point is, this Adhyasa should not be questioned by Purvapakshi because Purvapakshis themselves have accepted Adhyasa, which they are not aware of. Purvapakshis means all the Astika Purvapakshis, Sankhyas, Yoga, Vaisheshikas, Purvamimamsakas, all of them. In all of them, Adhyasa is there. Atma, Anatma, Adhyasa is there. And where is the Adhyasa? This is, we have to understand clearly. Now, they all talk about Atma. They accept Veda Pramana that Atma is Nityaha, it is eternal. They accept Karma Kanda, they accept Atma surviving the death and the birth-death cycle and all, they accept. So these are all what? They are all continuity of Atma. They all know Atma is Aham. They accept that Atma refers to I, the self, the immortal, Nityaha, based on Veda Pramana, all those darshanas also. Even though it is a fact accepted by the Purvapakshi, the question is what? Even though it is a fact, we all say, I am male, I am female, I am wife, I am husband, I am father. So when a person says, I am a human being, what is the meaning of the word I? Atma or the body? That's the question. Certainly, it refers to the body only because Atma is neither human nor male nor female. Therefore, I am human is a knowledge or error. This is according to Yoga, Sankhya, and other systems of philosophies. We have not come to Advaita yet at all. We are still in those darshanas. They have to accept, and they do accept also, that I am a human being is an error. Similarly, I am mortal also is an error. It is Dehatma Buddhi error, Martyatva Buddhi error, Manushyatva Buddhi error. All these errors are accepted by all these Astika systems. And it is called Stula Sharira Adhyasaha, accepted by all Astika systems. We don't talk about the Nastika systems at all now. We will discuss in the second chapter, not in the first chapter. This I already told in the introduction. But if they don't accept it as an error, then they will become charvakas. Because the Dehatma will become a fact for whom? For the charvakas. And all of them are allergic to that, all the other darshanas. Therefore, to escape from charvaka philosophy, they have to say that Dehatma Buddhi is not a fact. It is an adhyasa. Even all these Sankhyas and Yoga philosophers, all of them. Therefore, the second point is, Purvapakshi already accepts Adhyasa. First point is not to give importance to the rope snake example and question us. So it is based on Shruti Pramana. When Veda says, nothing can be questioned from that angle. And the third point is the natural corollary. Purvapakshi should not question Atma, Anatma, Adhyasa because Purvapakshi already has Adhyasa. Not only he should not question, Purvapakshi should not ask even for an explanation. If you ask me questions, I will ask a counter question. The Vedanti will ask a counter question. What is that? For Stula Sharira Adhyasa, what conditions are fulfilled? If you are asking all these conditions to be fulfilled by us, what are the conditions fulfilled which you are accepting this Stula Sharira Adhyasa? I hope it's clear. Purvapakshi should not ask even for explanation. So, for example, the Purvapakshi, they are asking me, the Vedantin, whether Pratyaksha Vishayatvam is fulfilled, because that is one of the conditions. Then, Ajnatatvam, Sadrishyam, their similarity, Ajnatatvam, all those things, are they fulfilled or not? So, that is a counter question Vedantin will ask the Purvapakshi. When you talk about Stula Sharira Adhyasa, what condition is fulfilled? Their Adhyasa is Stula Shariram is superimposed on Atma. Even though Atma is not a Pratyaksha Vishaya, how do you accept sthula sharira adhyasa? Because pratyaksham is one of the conditions. Atma is not pratyaksham. Then how do you accept sthula sharira adhyasa is the question. When atma is apratyaksham. And if you accept, why can't I? If you accept, why not I? Me also. And the second question is, when you talk about sthula sharira adhyasa upon atma, what similarity, sadrishyam is there between atma and sthula shariram? Because all systems of philosophies, they say atma is all pervading, it is formless, it is niravayavam, it is partless. So Shankhya, Yoga, all of them accept this. But sthula shariram is limited, it is formatted, it is formed, it has four parts. Even though there is no sadrishyam, similarity between atma and sthula shariram, don't you accept adhyasa? We are asking Purvapakshis back. Based on what? Shruti Pramanam, based on Vedas, that Atma is not the body, because Shruti says, Veda says, Atma is Nityam. And we know from Anubhava also, body is Anityam. Therefore, Atma is different from the body. But still, Adhyasa takes place based on Shruti Pramana. Therefore, if you can accept based on Shruti and not on Sadrishya, that is similarity, I can also talk about adhyasa without sadrishyam condition, similarity condition. Therefore, atma anatma adhyasa based on shruti pramana is acceptable to both of us, both the Vedantins and the Purvapakshis. Don't bring laukika conditions here like rope snake examples at all when we talk about atma anatma adhyasa, because it is based on shruti. Accepted by both of us. Then the next point is, atma anatma is acceptable to you in the same way rope snake adhyasa also cannot be questioned by you, because that adhyasa is experienced by all of us. This no, the rope snake adhyasa, it is not based on logic. Therefore, anubhava based rope snake adhyasa also you cannot question. You cannot, you mean to Purvapakshi. And how this adhyasa takes place? Different philosophers give different explanations. It is called Khyativadaha. It's another topic, Khyativadaha. We say it is Anirvachaniya Khyati. Actually, there are several Khyatis. Atma Khyati Rasat Khyati, Akhyati Khyati Ranyatam, Tatha Nirvachaniya Khyatihi, Etat Khyati Panchakam. So Yogacara Buddhists, they say it is Atmakyadihi. Atmakyadi means self-apprehension. And Madhyamika Buddhists, he says it is Asatkyatihi. They are Asatvadis. And Nyaya Vaiseshika, they all say it is Anyata Khyati. And Mimamsakas, they say it is Akhyati. And Advaitin says it is Anirvachaniya Khyati. Explanations on how the rope appears as snake, they may vary. So many books are written on this Khyativada. Acharya says, whatever be the explanation, you accept the error and you cannot question the adhyasa of Rajju Sarpa, that is this rope snake, because it is based on Anubhava. Similarly, you cannot question Atma Anatma Adhyasa also, because it is based on Shruti and you accept both of them. And why you question them? Therefore, Adhyasa is very possible. Then where is the problem? That is the next point. The problem is only in the extent of Adhyasa. To what extent error has taken place? There is no problem regarding the existence of adhyasa error. In this context, different philosophers, they disagree. For example, if you ask the Tarkikas with respect to three things, they, for example, anityatvam, kartrutvam, boktrutvam, because we have three notions. I am anityaha, so I am mortal. I am karta, I am the doer. I am the bokta, I am enjoyer. Suppose we ask different philosophers with respect to all these three. A Nyaya philosopher says mortality is superimposed. It is not a fact. I am Anityaha is an error according to them. And Aham Nityaha is correct. I am karta, bhokta or facts. So he also accepts adhyasa partially. He says, I am anityaha is adhyasaha. And the Sankhya philosopher says that aham anityaha is an error. I am karta is also an error. Only prakriti does the job. Purusha never does. Therefore, he says anityatvam and kartrutvam are adhyastham, error. Atma is bhokta, that is jnanam, according to them. And Advaitin says anityatvam, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, all three are adhyastham. Nadatte kaschetit papam, nachaiva sukrutam vibhuho. Ajnane navratam jnanam, tena mukhyanti jantavaha. Hanta chen manyate hantum, hatas chen manyate hatam. Ubhautau na vijanito, nayam hantina hanyate. Katopanishad already saw this. Therefore, Advaitin says all these three are adhyastham. Our quarrel is not with respect to the presence of adhyasa, but it is with respect to the extent of adhyasa. Therefore, adhyasa is very much possible. With this, the third and the fourth topic, that is adhyasa shanka samadhanam and adhyasa sambhavana, are also discussed. So, four topics we have seen so far among the six: adhyasa lakshanam, adhyasa shanka, adhyasa shanka samadhanam and adhyasa sambhavanam. All four are already discussed now. Now we have to go to the fifth topic, namely adhyasa pramanam, proof for adhyasa. And we have already indicated that adhyasa is based on shruti pramana, which the Purvapakshi also has accepted. Then why cannot I quote shruti itself to prove it? We say there are two shruti based pramanas for adhyasa. One is called Arthapatti Pramanam or postulate. Arthapatti means postulate. And the second one is called Anumana Pramanam. Anumanam is inference. This word is familiar to us. And what type of Anumanam? It is Shastriya Anumanam. We have already said that Laukika Anumanam will work only on Anatma Prapancha. Laukika Anumanam. In the case of Shastra, we have to take only Shastriya Anumanam only. Arthapatti, it's an idea postulated to explain a proven fact. It's a postulate. For example, suppose I get up in the morning after a sound sleep and I see plenty of water all over and I postulate that last night it must have rained. Night rain is a postulate. Why I postulate this? If I was awake, I would have experienced night rain, the downpour. I don't need Arthapatti. I have Pratyaksha Pramana. And because I was asleep, morning flood is a fact and I see with my own eyes. Hence the question is whether it rained or not. I say I cannot explain the fact without presuming the night rain. I cannot explain the flooded roads. Late rain is a postulate to explain a proven fact. Proven fact through Pratyaksham. In the same way, we will use Arthapatti to show that Kartrutvam, the doership, Bhoktrutvam, Anityatvam, they are all errors using Arthapatti. I am a Karta, Bhokta are all error. How to prove it? I go to again Shruti only, the Veda for the Pramanam, which tells me a particular fact. In Kato, already saw the shloka, hanta chen manyate hantum, hatas chen manyate hatam, ubautauna vijani taha, nayam hanti na hanyate. In Bhagavad Gita also we saw a similar mantra, yayenam veti hantaram, yes chayenam manyate hatam, ubautauna vijani to, nayam hanti na hanyate. So the meaning of Katopanishad mantra is what? If the killer thinks that I kill, and if the killed thinks I am killed, then both of them do not know at all. We quote Veda itself, which is Shruti Pramanam. It says, Atma is Akarta, Abhokta. Purvapakshi being Astika has to accept Shastriya Pramanam, because Nastika will not accept Shastram. But Purvapakshi is still, he believes in Shastra. He is an Astika. So if he is not, we can give the Bhagavad Gita quote Smriti Pramanam, because Bhagavad Gita is Smriti. And again, in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Atma does not take punya or papa, nadate kasichit papam, nachaiva sukritam vibhu. So if Atma is karta and bhokta, it has to undergo change. Since action requires change, experience requires change. Atma being nirvikaraha, it cannot be karta, it cannot be bhokta. This is fact number one. It is not shruti pramana. And once that fact is known, I postulate, I am karta must be an error. As the Lord himself said in the Gita, intelligent people do not grieve. From that we derive another idea, that is arthapatti pramana. Intelligent people do not grieve, Arjuna. That's what he said. And you are shedding tears. Ashrupurna akulekshanam vishidantam. So by arthapatti we say, Arjuna is ajnani. Similarly, atma, akarta, abhokta is shruti pramana, is from Vedas. And I claim I am karta, bhokta. That's what I do now. Therefore, shruti, arthapatti, pramanena, I conclude aham karta, bhokta is an error, adhyasa. And Shankaracharya points out that it is idea postulated to experience a Shruti Vakyam. It is not said, directly said in Shruti. At the same time, Shruti means Vedas. At the same time, it is not Shankaracharya's projection or imagination also. And Adhyasa is valid knowledge because it is postulated based on Shruti Pramana. When Shruti itself says, there is no question about that. And how do we do that? This Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam is not used by us alone, but other Astika Darshanikas also, they use it. To give an example, all the other people say that I am mortal. The notion is an error. The mortal notion is an error. Sankhya, Nayayikas, they all accept it. And how they come to that conclusion? They quote Shruti to say, I am immortal. I, the Atma, I am immortal. I go from body to body. I shed one body and I take another body. It shows that I am immortal. Therefore, I am mortal notion, then must be an error. Therefore, I am mortal is an error. It is a postulate based on the fact given by Shruti that I am immortal. Atma Anityatva Adhyasa is based on Atma Nityatva Shruti Vakyam. Shruti says Atma is Nitya. Therefore, it is Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam alone. And if other people accept that mortality is an error based on Shruti, Acharya says we are arriving at some more conclusions based on all these postulates. What are those additional conclusions? The Nyaya philosophers, they say Atma is akarta. Acharya says Atma is karta is an error. Adhyasaha. Atmanaha kartrutvam adhyastam. You cannot associate kartrutvam with Atma. On what basis? Shankaracharya says, because Shruti clearly points out that Atma is akarta. If Atma is akarta is a fact, Atma is karta must be adhyasa an error based on Shruti Arthapatti Pramana. Okay. And when you go to Sankhya philosophy, yoga philosophy and all that, they are a bit advanced and they say Atma is karta is an adhyasa. They say that. Kartrutvam is adhyastam. They accept. But what is their problem? They say Atma is bhokta. Atma is not karta, but Atma is bhokta. They can freely enjoy without doing anything. That's a fact, they say. Now, Advaitin, they say that Atmanaha bhoktrutvam api adhyastam. Even Atma is bhokta is also an adhyasa only. How do you know that? It is postulated on the basis of, again, Shruti. They say Atma is abhokta. Then Atma is bhokta must be an error. If Shruti says Atma is abhokta, and if you think Atma is bhokta, that must be an error. And therefore, it is adhyasaha. Therefore, Anityatvam is adhyastam. Kartrutvam is adhyastam. Bhoktrutvam is adhyastham, all based on Shruti. And the next question is, where do you find the Shruti Vakyam that Atma is Akarta and Abhokta? We have got innumerable statements which we said all the time. Hanta chen manyate hantum, hatas chen manyate hatam, ubhautavana vijanitaha, nayam hantina hanyate, all that we have seen, Kathopanishad, Bhagavad Gita. Atma does not kill. Killing indicates all actions. Therefore, Atma is not a killer. Similarly, Atma is not killed. It is not an object of killing action, which means it is not an object of any action. Here, killing is an example. And hence, it is abhokta also. In Bhagavad Gita, what it said, sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukam vashi navadvare bhupure dehi naiva kurvan nakarayan. The sovereign Atma, I, the self, naiva kurvan nakarayan, doesn't do anything or is an agent to do anything. Atma does not do anything. Atma does not instigate anyone to do anything either. Atma means I. I am never a doer. I, the Chaitanyam, I'm never a doer, Atma. Therefore, I am a doer concept is an error. Therefore, Anityatvam, Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam are all superimposed as per Vedanta. Similarly, the next superimposition is what? Pramatrutvam, I am a knower. This notion is also superimposed only. I am the consciousness is not superimposed, but I am a knower is superimposed. I am a consciousness is not, that's a fact. But I am a knower is superimposed. How do we prove that? Again, it is a postulation based on Shruti Vakyam, which very clearly says, Atma is not a knower. Atma is Jnanam and not a Jnata, not Pramata. In Mandukya, we saw this famous quotation, Nanta Pragyam, Na Bhagish Pragyam, No Bhagyada Pragyam, Na Pragyanaganam, Na Pragyam, Na Pragyam. Adrishtam, avyavaharyam, agrahyam, alakshanam, achintyam, avyapateshyam. Ekatma pratyek sapratyesaram, prapanchopashamam, shantam, shivam, advaitam, chaturtam manyante sa atmam, sa vigyayaha. This is a famous quotation we saw in Mandukya. Atma is not a waking knower, vishwa, not a dream knower, taijasa, not a sleep knower, prajna. That is why all these words are used very liberally, because we expect people to go through Tatubodha to understand all these things. What is Vishwa? What is Taijasa? What is Pragna? They all should be there at the Vashti level and Samashti level. We should all understand very clearly. Vishwa, Virat, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, Pragna and Ishwara. All those pairs we should know, the Vashti, Samashti. That is why we say Upanishadic background is good for Brahma Sutra. Fundamentals are very important. And Atma is not Vishwa, Jnata, not Taijasa Jnana, Jnata, not even Prajna Jnata, and Atma is Ajnata, not knowing consciousness it is. It is not knowing consciousness. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, I am a knower is also an Adhyasa based on Shruti Pratana. It's also Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam. All these ideas, they can be derived from another Shruti statement also. That is Anityatvam, Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, Pramatrutvam. They are all superimposed Adhyasa only. And what is that other one? Atma Nirvikaraha, Achedyoyam, Adahyoyam, Abhikaroyam, Uchyate. So Atma is free from all changes. If Atma is Karta, Bhokta or Pramata, then Atma becomes part. Subject change. If it is karta, it is subject to modification because action is involved when you do things. To be a bhokta, one has to undergo a change. It is anubhava, experience. Similarly, to be a knower, one has to undergo change because kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, knowing are all processes and they all involve change. In Sanskrit, the suffix ta suffix, process. It indicates a process. So, karta, bhokta, pramata, jnata, that suffix, that ta indicates modification. Actually, we have a similarity in English also. In English also, any suffix, er, er, indicates modifications. Do er, enjoy er, know er, All these ER suffix indicates modification, as we have ta in Sanskrit. So it indicates action, which indicates a process, which indicates modification. Therefore, Shruti says, Atma is nirvikaraha. That means Atma is not karta, Atma is not bhokta, not pramata, because nirvikaratvat. Therefore, from nirvikara statement, we come to know that Atma is akarta, abhokta, apramata, and all that. So if I have known these two do not belong to me, then naturally anityatvam, bhoktrutvam, and kartrutvam, etc. must be adhyasas only. This is another method of deriving and proving adhyasa. Then there is a third method also. Many methods are there, but Acharya indicates in his Bhashyam. That's why I'm only touching those things. We read those portions. Therefore, we'll see that also. Suppose Atma is karta, bhokta, pramata. Naturally, we should know any karta has to be associated with a karanam or an instrument. For doing any action, you need an instrument. A doer cannot be a doer without associating with an instrument. For example, mind is an antakaranam, inner equipment, instrument. Sense organs are bahyakaranam, instruments. And pen, spectacles, they are all instruments. They are upakaranam. Therefore, karta is associated with upakaranam. While the bhokta is associated with bhojanakaranam, because he is eating bhojana. So karta, bhokta, pramata, they have association, sangha, with the instrument. Therefore, if I am karta, I am sasangaha. If I am bhokta, pramata, I am sasangaha, associated something. So all these things require sangaha, association. Whereas what Shruti says, asangohi, I am purushaha. Shruti very clearly says, Atma is asangaha, unrelated. It is not associated with anything. If Atma is asangaha, can it be a pramata? It cannot be a pramata nowhere. Why? If it is a pramata, it has to be associated with pramanam. Similarly, if Atma is asangaha, it cannot be a karta, it cannot be a bhokta. Therefore, Atmanaha asangatvat. Atma akarta abhokta apramata. If Atma is akarta, then kartrutvam must be error. If Atma is abhokta, then bhoktrutvam must be error. If Atma is apramata, pramatrutvam should be an error only. Then what are the adhyasas now? Anityatvam, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, pramatrutvam. We are attributing all these things. Four things are superimposed on Atma, the I. I mistake myself as mortal. I mistake myself as a doer. I mistake myself as an enjoyer, as a knower. Then there are two more adhyasas also we can take. One is parichinnatvam. I am limited. I am finite. I am here. This is also adhyasa. I am here means what? I am not elsewhere. So that here-ness is parichedaha, limitation. Parichinnatvam is also an adhyasa. And how do we postulate this? Because again, Shruti very clearly says, ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, avyayam, tatarasam, tatarasam means. So, nityam agandavaccha yate, anadyan, anadi, anantam, mahataha, param, dhruvam, nichayam, tan mrityu mukhat pramuchyate, Katopanishad. We already saw that in Katopanishad. Atma is anadi, anantam, limitless, aparichinnaha. If limitlessness is a fact, limitation must be an error based on Shruti, Arthapatti, Pramana. Limitlessness all alone is called Brahmatvam. Limitlessness alone is Brahmatvam. And limitation is Jivatvam. Between Jivatvam and Brahmatvam, Jiva is limited. Brahman is limitless. Brahmatvam is a fact. Jivatvam is adhyasa error. Aham Brahma Asmi only is fact. Aham Jivosmi is an error called adhyasa. So parichinnatvam or jivatvam is error. both are actually synonymous only. And one more important dhyas also we can see before we go to the next topic. Anekatvam is also error. For example, we have got so many people in the class. There are many atmas in the class. If we think it is an error. Atma bahutvam, atma anekatvam is accepted by many systems. Sankhya, yoga, vaisheshika, purva mimamsas, they all accept atma anekatvam. There are many atmas. Even after coming to Brahma Sutra, Vedanta, some have taken atmas are many, like the Visishtadvaitins, Dvaitins. Shankaracharya says, anekatvam also is an adhyasa. Is a superimposition based on Shruti statements that Atma is Ekaha. There is another Upanishad called Swetasvatara Upanishad. And Acharya quotes often that mantra from that Upanishad. Eko Devaha Sarvabhuteshu Ghutaha Sarvavyapi Sarvabhutantaratma Karmadyakshaha Sarvabhudhadivasaha Sakshi Cheta Kevalo Nirgunascha Eko Devaha Sakshi Cheta Kevalo. Atma is only one. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vidyanataha tatrako moha kaha shoshokaha ekatvamanu pashyatam. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut. When the wise man sees everything is Atma, Atma alone, Ekaha, Atma Ekaha, Eva Abhut. Atma Ekatvam is a fact. So Atma Anekatvam must be error. This is another Adhyasa according to Vedanta. So two Shruti Arthapati Pramanam, Shankaracharya shows that Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, Anekatvam, Anityatvam, Pramatrutvam, Parichinnatvam, all of them sarvam adhyastham. This is the first Shruti Pramana. Then the second Pramanam is we said Arthapati and Anumana. So here second Pramanam is Anumana Pramanam based on inference. We know Anumana Pramana is based on Vyaptihi. I defined it, I think, yesterday. Vyaptihi, coexistence of two things. If you remember the example, yatra yatra dhumaha, tatra tatra agnihi. Wherever there is smoke, there is agni. So once we have a vyapti jnanam, the coexistence of smoke and fire, then we use it for inference. What is that? Parvataha agniman dhumavatvat yata mahanase. I conclude by anumana inference, the mountain is fiery because it is smoky, as in the case of a old kitchen. Similarly, we prove adhyasa through anumanam. That for that we need vyapti, coexistence. So Shankaracharya says in adhyasa bhashya, vyapti jnanam is yatra yatra vyavaharavatvam, tatra tatra adhyasavatvam. That's what Acharya says. Wherever there is transaction, any transaction proves adhyasa. Any transaction. Example is pashvadi vyavaharavatvam. Pashvadi vischam avisheshat. These are all, we read all these lines. Since Acharya says Atma cannot do any transaction, Atma is different from body, which is accepted by all the Astika darshanas. All the Astika philosophers, they accepted. Cow is different from cow body. That is the example given in the Bhashyam. We read that just now. Whereas when I show some fresh green grass to the cow, Harita Trina Purna Panihi, hand with lot of green grass, I show. Yata Abhimukhi Karoti, cow comes towards that grass. Why? Cow has the notion, I am the body. Therefore, I am hungry. And grass is suitable to my body. If the cow know, the cow has to face the grass, it is only because that it has the error that it thinks it is the body and the body is hungry and grass will satisfy the hunger. Deha, the adhyasa devam, pashuhu, trinam, abhimukhi, karoti. This is called pravrittihi. Pravrittihi means going after a vivahara. This cannot happen without deha adhyasa, without atma, the deha abhimana. If the cow knows I am not the body, it may not go towards the grass. So the pashoho pravrittihi vyavaharaha deha deha. This is because dehatma buddhi, that is the reason for that thing to happen, for the pashu to have this particular transaction. Then acharya gives another example. Suppose the very same person, he drops the grass, he holds the grass, the cow comes towards him, he drops the grass, and instead what he takes a stick and goes towards the cow. Then what does the cow do? The cow knows that there is some danger coming forth, so it goes away from that person. This is nivritti vyavahara, and it is also because of dehadhyasa, because that person is never going to beat the sukshma shariram, but only he is going to beat the stula shariram. So stula sharira adhyasat nivrittehe. So both pravritti and nivritti, both the vyavaharas, they take place due to adhyasa. So this we learn from the cow. And having got the vyapti jnanam from animals, we apply the same thing to human beings also. He is not much different from a cow. So what is the anumanam, inference? Manushya adhyasavan vyavahara vyavaharavatvat pashuvat. He is also like a pashu only. Like what? Parvataha vanniman dhumavatvat yata mahanashe. As we just saw, when because of the smoke, we said parvataha vanniman. Similarly, manushyaha adhyasavan vyavaharavatvat pashuvat, like animal only. If you remember, manushyaha is paksha, sadhyam, you know, all that thing, definitions we already spoke, paksha, sadhyam, hetuhu, and prayojanam, all that things we saw earlier. So manushya is pakshaha, sadhyam is adhyasavan, hetu is vyavaharavatvat, drishtanta, example is pashuvat, all those four factors. Therefore, Acharya says, all human activities are based on adhyasa, either in the form of going after or going away, either getting or getting rid of. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, all human beings have got adhyasa. This is the second pramanam for adhyasa. And what is the first pramanam? Shruti Arthapatti Pramanam is the first Pramanam that we saw earlier, based on postulates, and second Anumana Pramanam based on inference. And what is the Vyapti? Yatra Yatra Vyavaharaham Tatra Tatra Adhyasaham is the Vyapti. With this, the Adhyasa Pramanam topic is also over. So from this, what is clear? The corollary has to be clearly understood that we all have Adhyasa. Therefore, in all of our transactions, Atma Anatma Mithuni Karanam, this word I used earlier, Mithuni Karanam, or Satya Anrita Mithuni Karanam is involved throughout. But even though mixing up, Mithuni Karanam mixing up, even though mixing up is taking place, we do not know that two things are there. If we know, we won't mix up. Therefore, when I say, I know, Aham Janami, I know, it looks as though there is one single entity called the knower. This is very interesting. When I say, Aham Janami, I know, it looks as though there is one single entity called the knower. But remember, there are two entities there. Knower consists of two features. The Chetana Tattvam, consciousness belong to Atma, and the knower, vritti modification involved, belongs to anatma. In knower, if you spell knower, knower, the no part is chetana atma, and the er part is achetana vritti. So chetana atma and achetana vritti combined, we have knower mix, mithuni karanam. Chetana atma does not have modification, achetana vritti does not have consciousness. So chetana atma is nirvikaraha and achetana vritti is savikaraha, jadam, and the two together, a single entity is born, which we call knower. So Shankaracharya says in Atma Bodha, another important, very nice text, Atmanaha sachidam sascham buddhe vrittiritidvayam sanyojya chavivekena janamiti pravartate. Atmanaha chittamsha is involved when one says janami, I know. and Atmanaha Vritti is involved, both combined, we get knowerhood. Similarly, in every transaction, the Chittamsha belongs to Atma, the changing Atma belongs to Anatma. So Sat Amsha belongs to Atma, the changing Amsha belongs to Anatma. Thus, we have got all transactions based on Adhyasa. Atmano Vikriya Nasti, Buddher Bodho Na Jatviti, Jiva Sarvamalanyatva, Nyata Drashteti Muhyati. Atma cannot be a knower since it cannot go through the knowing process. Anatma is Jadam and cannot know anything. By combining these two, knower is born. Thus, Adhyasa Pramanam proves Satya Anrita Mithuni Karanam. Then we come to the sixth topic and the final topic, Adhyasa Upasamhara, the conclusion topic. Because we lost a few minutes in the beginning, maybe I will take this also and finish it. Because then this topic will be complete. I can start with the sutras in the next class. So the conclusion of Adhyasa Bhashyam here, it is the next is the final topic. And here Shankaracharya, he says, we'll read the Bhashyam first, this thing, and then we'll go to the discussion. Shastriye tu vyavahare yadyapi buddhipurvakarim na avidva atmanaham paraloka sambandham adikriyate tadhapi na vedanta vedyam ashanayadyatitam apeta brahmakshatradi vedam asamsarya atma tattvam adhikare apekshyate anupayogat adhikara virodacham prachyam tatha bhutatma vijnanat pravartamanam shastram avidyavat vishayatvam nati vartate tatahi brahmano yajeta ityadhini shastrani atmani varnashrama vayovasthadi vishesha adhyasam ashritya pravartante adhyaso nama atasmin tad buddhiriti avochama tadyatha putra bharyadishu vikaleshu sakaleshu vam ahameva vikalaha sakalo veti bahya dharman atmani adyasyati tatha deha dharman stuloham krishoham gauroham tishtami gachami langayami chaiti tatha indriya dharman mukaha kanaha klibaha badiraha andoham iti tatha antakarana dharman kama sankalpa vichikitsadi avasayadhin evam aham pratyayinam asesha swaprachara sakshini pratyagatmani adhyasyam tamcham pratyagatmanam sarva sakshinam tat viparyayena antakaranadishu adhyasyati evam ayam anadhi anantaha naisargikaha adhyasaha mithya pratyaya rupaha kartrutvam bhoktrutvam pravartakam sarvaloka pratyakshaham asya anarthahetoham prahanayam atma ekatva vidya pratipattaye sarve vedantaha arabhyante yathacham ayamartaha sarvesham vedantanam tatha vayam asyam sharirakamimam sayam pradarshayishyamaha vedantamimam sasatrasastrasya vyachikyam asitasya idam adimam sutram. Acharya concludes with this Adhyasa Bhashyam and goes to the sutras. We will see only this portion now and go to the sutra next class. So this asya adhyasa is dangerous and it is harmful to entire humanity because adhyasa alone brings anityam or mortality, fear of death. On hearing death news, I get mortally frightened. So the first problem is what? Constant insecurity and fear of mortality. Money becomes very important because I seek security with money. Adhyasa alone is samsarasya karanam. The reason for samsara is adhyasa. Not only it is a problem for the present, it is so for the future also. Adhyasa alone is cause for pravritti and nivritti vivaharaha. All types of karmas are due to adhyasa alone. And they produce punya papa palam. And it is the kasa punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle. continuation in that cycle, continuation is also because of adhyasa. Therefore, adhyasa is a problem for the present and also problem for the future. In short, it is said that adhyasaha evam samsara karanam. Therefore, if one wants to get rid of samsara, what should one do? Simple anvayam vyatireka logic, which we are very familiar. Adhyasa sattve samsara sattvam. Adhyasa nivrittav samsara nivrittihi. When there is adhyasa, there is samsara. When there is no adhyasa, adhyasa goes away, there is nivritti. Naiva tasya krite nartho na krite neha kaschana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschidartavya pashrayaha prajaha atiyada kaman sarvan parthaman ogatan atmanye vatmana truttaha chita prajnasta dochyate. Krishna said, therefore, the only remedy for samsara is adhyasa nivritti, which will take place only when the adhyasa karanam goes away. And the cause of adhyasa is ajnanam. And when will ajnanam go? Then we say atma jnanam has to be gained to remove atma ajnanam. And adhyasa is due to ignorance. It is due to partial ignorance of adhishtanam, and it is not total ignorance. If the rope is not totally seen, there will be no problem. If it is seen clearly also, there is no problem. I see partial knowledge of rope, that is samanya jnanam, and I do not know the specific nature of rope. Yesterday we saw samanya jnanam and specific jnanam and all that. Self-error is because of not total ignorance of self, not because of total knowledge of self, but because of partial knowledge or ignorance. Which part I am not aware is the question. I know aham asmi, sat part is known, aham asmi, I am. Chit part is known, satyam part is known, jnanam part is known, hence I say aham asmi, absolutely correct. Aham brahma asmi, I do not know. Brahman feature of mind is not known. Brahman hood of mind is not known. Brahman status of mind is not known. Whenever we say brahma jnanam, do not think we will learn a new thing called Brahman. Brahma jnanam means knowing Brahman status of mind here and now. Brahma jnanam is equal to Brahman status of mind. We know only a new status of old I, the familiar I, the good old I, all that we know. The status of mind is known because that Brahman status is not known. I commit a mistake with respect to the status. And when the real status is not known, the false status is taken up, and it is the jivatvam status. I am a jiva, which is the one familiar to all of us. What we require is self-correction, which involves knowing Brahman status and displacing the jivatma status with that knowledge. Therefore, Brahma Sutra starts with the words, atato brahma jignyasa. I went through all this discussion essentially to lead to the first sutra as the corollary of the Adhyasa Bhashyam. Brahma Sutra starts with the words, Atato Brahma Jignyasa. What does it mean? Therefore, the desire to know the Brahman. Thereafter means after going through all this, therefore, the desire to know the Brahman. Atato, Ataha, Ataha. Brahma Jignyasa. The study of Brahma Sutras. I should learn my own superior status. And for this purpose alone, all the Upanishads, all Shastrams are there. All of us take our inferior status as a fact. Therefore, the whole life, we work to improve the status, the gain popularity and all that thing. Even Karmakanda promotes the mistake. And assuming the inferior status as fact, it recommends methods to gain Indra status, even all that. So many Ashwamedha Yajnas, if you do, you can become Indra. You can get Indra Padavi. It says all that. All sciences take for granted inferior status as a fact. Vedanta alone questions whether there is a need to improve the status or not. Is it a fact I have low status image? Upanishad says, you need not work for improving the status. It says, you be as you are. It says there is no competitor for you because you are Ekaha. You are the one truth, ultimate truth, Brahman. All are for self-correction only. Vedanta is not for image building, but it is negation of the superimposed lower image, the body image, the mortal image. With this, Adhyasa Bhashyam is concluded. Now we'll enter into Brahma Sutra proper in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantih. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitah Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Yaparasa Maheshwarah Krishnarth.